Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. We're about to get ready to bring a teaching, Who Told You That Lie? We had a wonderful evening last night when we talked about casting out demons without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's impossible. We've been on air for 10 years. We are non-denominational. We are Sabbath keepers. We believe that Jesus is Lord of Sabbath based on Mark 2:28. We do not recognize Sunday as a day of worship. That's not biblical. When Jesus was in the synagogues were worshipers, a Jewish people who worship in Israel. And when I went there, God opened me up to that. Jesus is Lord of Sabbath. We want to thank you for listening to us right now at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. And we're going to get into the teachings for today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. because God was with him. Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask that you come and open up the hearer. Lord, your word has power. Your Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed because of what? Lack of knowledge. And we pray that we give people knowledge tonight and to understanding what your word says of who Jesus is. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray, amen. Jesus is not white. That is the biggest lie that the devil ever produced on earth. I want to say this because the devil is the enemy of mankind. Paul says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against spiritual principalities and high heavenly places. The principalities and the high heavenly places is what's attacking us in this world today. That's not. I got you. We're going to get some more. People don't see that. And this going on, this hate, this racism in America, those are spirits. It comes from education and stupidity. And tonight, we're going to show you that Jesus Christ is not white at all. And then we're going to show you that it doesn't matter what color he are, because we are all one kind of flesh of man. Let's look at this in 1 Corinthians. Now, I'm not here promoting black supremacy. That's not in the Bible. Because the Bible says in Romans 2:11, God shows no respect to persons to nobody. God loves me the same just as well as he loves you. He said the first should be last and the last should be first. So it's not about a black race. It's about who he is. And it's about what the King James Version says about this Jesus of Nazareth. But before we do this, I want to really tell the critics out here who think that I'm a racist and I'm not, because if I can show you in the Bible that we are all one kind of flesh of men. So there is no color in the eyesight of God. And the reason why we have different colors and complexions is because when the Tower of Babylon, when everybody was going up on the Tower of Babylon, they was trying to communicate to God, and God scattered their languages. And when they departed from the Tower of Babylon and separated throughout the earth, the geographical climate makes change of the person's color. One person in the eyesight of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 15:39. Let me clear that up before I start showing you that Jesus is not white. And a lot of white people don't like this. But white Europeans, they know the truth. Lots of white people over here in America, they don't want to believe this. They want you to say that he's olive. Any color but a nigger. And that's, I'm going to just keep it real. Any color but a nigger. Now, let's look at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 39. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 39 says, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there's one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another flesh, and another bird. We're all the same. Now, watch this. God is black. The Bible says that God is black in Jeremiah 8:19-21. Who is this? If it's not God, then who is this? In Jeremiah chapter 8 says somebody's black. Now, this is the King James Version, was translated in England, Caucasian Nation translation. But the accuracy of God's word cannot be tampered by any man, because it's written from above and been given by the Holy Ghost, 2 Timothy 3:15. Now, let's look at this trick that the devil's trying to bring people. Let's look at Jeremiah 8. Don't nobody preach this in church. Everybody up in there talking about prosperity. Here's prosperity. Truth is prosperity. Watch this. Jeremiah 8:19. Behold, the voice of the cry of thy daughter, of my people, become of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king with her? Have we not provoked him to anger, these grave? Watch this here now. This is going to be very shocking. The harvest is past and the summer is ended and are not. For the hurt of the daughters of my people, I am hurt. I am black. B-L-A-C-K. I am black. Astonishment have taken hold on me. That's a black person. Now, why? How come they don't teach this in the Baptist church up here in North Atlanta. In Jeremiah, in Judges chapter 1:16, the children of the Nephites, Moses. Now, Moses married a black woman. Oh, y'all don't want to believe that? Let's go and show you that this Charleston Heston bullshit that you see up here on TV is not real. I'm a teacher of the word, and I got friends here tonight. I do this, I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm going to show all of you in the Bible right now that Moses married a black woman. Now, y'all call us niggas over here. So I'm going to use that, that's what white folks call us. He married a nigga. Let's look at this nigga that he married. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1. And Miriam spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. That's a black woman. Now, who was this mad at Moses? His sister, Miriam. Now, I'm going to show you what God did to her, because God doesn't like racism. Look at this. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Had not he spoken also by us and the Lord? Now, I got a scripture I want to show you that Moses' father gave her over to him, and I'm going to give you her name. All in the Bible. Why we all, we full of, we are so much in the Bible. It ain't, man, don't get me started. Let's go to, look at this. Watch this. I want everybody to see something. I want you to go to Exodus chapter 2, verse 21. Exodus, out the Bible. 2, verse 21. And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Zephora, his daughter, and that's her name, and she's black because she's from Ethiopia, in the King James Bible. And y'all go to church on Sunday, the preacher don't be going there. He don't go there. Now watch what God did to everybody being mad at Moses because he married an Ethiopian woman. Watch what God did. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, had the Lord indeed spoke only by Moses? Had he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. God said, you don't tell my servant who I marry. Now watch what God did. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses, and came unto Aaron and Miriam, who said, I don't want to be with this, because he done married this damn nigger. That's basically what she said, and God heard that. Let me show you how God responded to that. Well, y'all white folks calling folks niggers down here in the South. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam, come out ye there unto the tabernacle of the congregation. They came out, and the Lord God came down in a pillar of a cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, how are my words if there be a prophet among you? I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, and apparently not in dark speeches in the multitudes of the Lord. Behold, wherefore then you are afraid against my servant Moses. Now watch this. And the scripture says, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. Now watch what God did. And a cloud departed from the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became a leprosy. God hit her with a leprosy because of racism. Now, we're going to pick this back up tomorrow, later on tonight, because I have some guests coming in from out of town. I got to entertain people who just came in, and a sudden moment, I have family here, and I want to be with my family, pick this back up. They took some time to sit here, and I'm discussing some things about some serious issues with my personal life, but I'm going to come back tonight and pick this up. And where we're going to pick this up at before I close is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lived in Africa. And I'm going to close with this, and we're going to pick back up tonight. I'll be back on tonight, but right now I do have some personal things to take care of, and I wanted to get on air to be on time with my members. But let's look at this in Matthew chapter 2:12. Where did Jesus live at? Let's do this before we close. So now you know what I'm coming by tonight when I get back on. It may be 12, 1 o'clock, but I will be back on tonight and finish this because I do have company. And my guest came, and there's some things that I got to do, and I also want to attend to my audience who I've been dedicated with for the past 10 years. We are www.livedeliveranceinternetradio. We're a 24-hour-a-day internet radio station. We believe in speaking in tongues, casting out demons, laying hands on the sick, breaking generational curses. We believe in the prophetic. We believe in the Old and New Testament. The only thing that we believe in the Old Testament that you cannot do is sacrificial, because Christ is the sacrificial lamb that died at Golgotha 1,900 years ago. With that further said, let us close with this teaching in Matthew chapter 2:12. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. That's Africa. And be thou there until I bring the word that Herod will seek the young child. And the Bible says in Hosea 11:1, out of Egypt have I called my son. Yeshua the Messiah is not white. Okay, Big Mike, I'm going to have to get ready to go. I do have some company. Brother Mike, we're going to have to close out early here.
Amen. All right.
I got family over here from out of town. I'm going to give you the mic. I got to close out.
Amen. All right, folks, we do thank you for tuning in to us here live on Live Deliverance on blogtalk.com. If you've been blessed by the teachings that you've heard here, please sow a seed here at our PayPal site on www.livedeliverance.com. We also would like to thank each and every one of you for your continued support and dedication to this ministry. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and close. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for the teaching that did go forth tonight, Father. We pray, Father, that it may be able to continue later on, Father, as the pastor stated, and that, Father, that those who are listening, Father, will be edified by it, Father. Continue to bless each and every one of us. Watch over us and guide us in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Shalom, everyone. Have a good night, and may the Most High bless you.